Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, what's your climb talent? So this is a +3, so you roll 9 dice for climbing.
Yay.
Just give me your roll for climbing, just so we can start this thing off, unless you roll a ghost die and...
Hope he makes, like, a water step falls and ends like this and goes, you guys.
Yeah. I mean, you know, as safe as you can possibly be climbing
Mount Armageddon. I was about to say, like, that's possible. It's like...
31.
Okay, yeah. You put the climbing gear on, you're set, you got your proton pack on, you got everything ready, gloves... And you just start climbing. You just start climbing the outside of this thing on the stairs, on those little narrow steps, just making your way up. So you're off to a good start, and I'm sure the other guys are like, okay, well there he goes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey,
he's got a walkie-talkie.
You got your walkie-talkie, so yeah. They can check on you.
There might be something important on the outside to do.
You're gonna be pulling a Tom Cruise from the Mission Impossible 4, just like climbing this
blue,
thing.
It's glue.
I've got Tobin.
Yeah, okay, so Tobin is with you guys. Nina's there, but, you know, she's not going to go in, obviously. But is there anything else that you guys want to do before you just head inside, go inside that long, dark hallway that leads inside?
So how's Tobin been? He's been shitting everywhere.
Shat
my car.
He's actually doesn't seem as scared. He seems kind of, not excited, but he's definitely alert and ready to go.
He's going to bite so many ghosts. I love Tobin. He's going to be... ghost mauling dog.
So, all right. So you guys are gonna just ready to step, walk down that hallway.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. You guys.
Mike, do you want to lead with the goggles?
Yeah, I'll put the flip on my goggles.
Yeah. So you put the goggles on. You can see. Yeah. You guys both, because it's night vision, you can see after a little while in the hallway, it becomes pitch black. But you guys can see that it just did a long tunnel. And you don't really see. You see that there is an ending, but you can't really tell what's beyond. So you guys just start walking. It's very quiet. You hear like the wind, like a cave wind type sound. And the further along you guys are going, I'm assuming you're in the lead because you got the goggles on. If you guys have your flashlights, there's, you know, if you're looking around, it just looks like a standard, you know, square hallway that you guys are going through, like carved through
nothing
stone.
Nothing on the walls or anything.
Nothing yet. But the further you go along, you do start to see like hieroglyphics and things. But it's all very stylized, and it doesn't necessarily look like Aztec hieroglyphics. It's a weird mixture of very ghostly things. It's hard, you know, it's almost otherworldly. You can't, you know, you don't really know what it is. So you keep walking, and when you guys finally, you get closer to the end, you see through the end of the tunnel, you see like a bunch of plants. And as you exit, you start hearing the sounds of like a jungle. And when you go inside, you're inside this pyramid. It's like hollowed out. It's huge. You can't see the sky or anything. So it just looks like nighttime. It just looks like the night, you know, there's nothing up there. And in front of you is just like this huge, lush jungle. And you can see, because you're kind of above and beyond, is the science center just overrun with vines and leaves and everything like that.
Just picture the inside of the Mexican area of Epcot.
Oh man, yeah. Holy crap. Yeah. It's without the fiesta and everything else. It's,
and more death. And we go hang out in the tequila bar.
Yeah, without the architecture, it's like it's just dark, evil-sounding jungle. And... you know, way in the center, where you'd imagine the center of this pyramid is the science center.
I guess we are going to be the jaguar who devours the earth, guys.
So, I mean, if you guys just start going through the jungle, you hear lots of weird noises. It's a little bit easier to see. It's not pitch black anymore, so even without the goggles, you guys can kind of see what's going on. But you're hearing things move, and they're large, and it's fairly creepy. But you come through like some of the thicker parts of it, and I'm just gonna say, meanwhile, Adam, cut to Adam, just still climbing. It's like nothing really going on out there. Except, I'll just say, while you're climbing, the sky gets really dark outside. It's you can't see the sun anymore, and this is true for everybody who'd be in in Orlando. It's just completely starting to black out. It looks almost like nighttime, but this beam of light is still coming out, and you still see everything swirling down into a vortex that leads down to the top of the temple.
Can we head in the direction of where we last left the Ecto-1?
Yeah, and in fact, I was going to say, when you were up a little bit higher before you walked into this jungle, you can see the basic shape of the building. You would know kind of where the car is. So you start walking in that direction. You go through all the jungle and everything, and you're hearing all those noises, and you make your way to a clearing. You do see the Ecto-1, and it's parked right where you left it. A little bit of vines have grown over it, but not like, you know, not it's not ridiculous, so it's just a little bit there. But so if you guys want to approach, you want to take anything out, check anything, you're...
Where's the artifact?
Artifact is still in the back of the Ecto-1. But I'm assuming you're gonna approach the car.
Yeah.
So like if you guys approach the car and you know you can see that the stone, this case or whatever, the top just is gone and it's empty. But the stone is still technically there.
Is the beach kit okay?
The beach kit is okay.
All right.
Yes. Most important
guys,
thing there is okay.
We're gonna get through this.
All right.
Okay, so
we still got Hall and Oates.
Yeah,
in the beach kit.
I'd imagine you have an MP3 player with a lot of music ready to go for any particular occasion. So anyway, so if you're there in front of the Science Center, you can see that the Science Center is you know, like I said, a lot of stuff has grown over it. More so than the car. Like it's very looks like it's been there for a while, even though it hasn't. You do hear noises at the edge of the tree line, and you see a couple of things crawling out. And what I would best describe them as. If a terror dog is to a dog, as this thing is to an alligator.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so you see about three of them just crawling around. They haven't really noticed you, but you are aware of their presence. I'll describe a little bit more. The Science Center is like under the center of this thing, and you can see that beam of light that Briggs was seeing out on top. It does come straight through inside the Science Center. The Science Center doors are closed, but when you get closer, you see that it's not... The building is the same shape, it even has like most of the same color, but as you get closer, like around the door, there's like stone, there's a stone frame written in hieroglyphics, and the more you look at the Science Center, it's like it's been taken over by an Aztec architect, like designer. Like an Aztec architect has redesigned this thing.
A science buff.
Yeah, yeah. But the door, what looks like used to be like glass doors you could go into, they look just like glass doors, but they're stone, you can't see through them. So it's like it's done in the same fashion, but it just has the texture and the carvings, like it's been carved out or whatever. And it's not even really a door, it's just sort of like a stone block, but there's a door frame around it with all these markings on it. Mm.
Well, you know, I'm pretty sure that stone isn't immune to nuclear fire.
It's true. Make one hell of an entrance.
It's true.
You want to blow it open?
I'll take off
the All right, real quick. Goggles. Yeah. While they're going towards the door, I'm gonna go ahead and climb on top of the Ecto-1 and just be prepared towards the three things coming out of the jungle.
Okay. Yeah, they're just sort of they haven't noticed you yet. They're kind of just moving around. But if you want to get
I'm
a fire
gonna
bows
fire,
on,
but I just want to be ready in case they get alerted.
Yeah, you want fire bows on?
Yeah, I'll fire bows on.
Okay. So it's 21. You say?
21.
You definitely hit it dead on. So the door's open and you guys are free to go inside. You're ready to go.
Let's go inside.
All right, I hop down, still kind of eyeing the gators.
Okay, yeah. So when you guys go, you guys start walking in, and you're walking backwards. You notice that these three terror gators, they do see you, and they start growling, and they're gonna start charging. Now, if you want to get inside and sort of slam the door,
zigzag,
yeah,
zigzag,
they won't follow you. So now they are much larger than a regular gator, for obvious reasons. So if you want to go ahead, since you're the last one, I'll say if you give me a moves roll to go in and slam the door.
All right, I'm gonna make a moves roll to go in and slam the door shut. Can you, like, net the door from behind?
Okay. 13, I'll say you make it just in time. You make it there, because they just start coming full sprint, like, after whatever. You slam it shut. So what do you roll for? 12 for the net? Yeah, I would say you'd hit it, like, just seal it, so now he can step away, and it's... The doors are, you know, being knocked into. And since the important thing was just to get it done quick enough, if you were worried, you could do it an extra time and then seal it. So you're safe as far as this thing is concerned.
Go team.
Now inside the Science Center, it still looks a lot like what it was. It's overrun with leaves. It's like Jumanji took over, you know what I mean?
Most what year is it?
In the Science Center, you must wait.
Yeah. Most of the exhibits are kind of gone, you know, but you're hearing lots of strange things. You're hearing lots of strange things going around.
I want to go back inside.
You know the center area in the actual Science Center, there's that center part with like the trees and like the ecosystem type thing. Mm. That's still there, but the beam of light that's in the center is coming down through there. And if you look, if you approach, you can see like an opening. It looks like an opening to another dimension, just where there's like a vortex of spirits just swirling around in mass, just all green, purple, all these ectoplasmic colors all swirling around, and it goes up. And you can see, if you look up, you can see it goes up to like another portal, which looks like it leads up way to the top of the pyramid where that top temple is. But the energy is moving upwards like this. And if you notice, like, the pieces of tile and things that are on the ground, if they get sucked in, they move upwards.
I was just about to grab something and just see what happens.
Yeah, if you grab something and toss it in, it just... it goes
Man,
up pretty
I almost
steadily.
Grabbed a parachute. That would have been awesome.
It might have pulled you up pretty quick.
You don't get destroyed.
What?
It doesn't get destroyed.
No, it doesn't get destroyed. But for some, but like most of like the debris, if it's like, you know, because the debris, if it just falls in and it moves up, it can kind of fall out. And if it's out of the gravity, it will fall back down. But you guys are seeing a possibility here of what's going on. Around this time, you hear the click clack of these four knights come walking through, and they look very confused, but they see you guys. And they hail, just like silently, wave at you guys, and they're just like.
They notice Briggs isn't with
yeah,
us, and
yeah.
They're very comfortable.
suddenly they relax, but they do wave, and just, I mean, they're holding their weapons like they've been maybe killing a couple things, but they see you guys, and they're just acknowledge that they see you.
I let Briggs know on walkie talkie that his buddy showed up.
Okay.
I want that helmet still.
I don't think he's gonna give it to you.
No. But they're around, they're just walking around, I guess, trying to. Figure out what the heck's going on. I will say that at this point, Briggs, give me one more climbing roll. See where you are. See how far you are.
You make it to the second step.
You safely make it to the second step.
Very safely.
34?
He just,
yeah,
like Kakashi closes his eyes, opens a gate, and just like launches himself to the top.
No, you're doing good. I mean, clearly. It's just like, that's an amazing roll. So you're making good time. And so you're... pretty far up, but you get to a point where, you know, like, because it's divided up into sections,
yeah.
You know, like of each thing or whatever, you've gone up maybe like two sections already. And as you're coming to the third one, you're noticing that there are torches that they're lit torches. Mm. And for each section, as it gets more narrow and narrower as it gets to the top, there's more and more space before the next set of steps goes. So you can climb a few steps and go, oh, okay, take a break, you know, and then you have a flat space to do it. Those flat spaces between the steps get bigger and bigger and bigger until finally, like, yeah, you're not near the top. But as you get up there, you can start to see a few more spaces up from you. You're starting to see those four Aztec statues that were in the boxes before. They're up there. They're stopping you from going up any further. But you're not up to their spot yet.
Oh, I'm not up to where they are.
No, you're not up to where they are. But you can already see them, and you're already sort of like, there's four of them, and it's just one of you. But meanwhile, so all right, you guys.
I
back
I want to ask him how far he is from the top.
Yeah.
Around halfway.
A little over halfway, probably.
Yeah,
like
something like that.
Because you were looking pretty good.
Hey, those stone guys—they're up here. I'm going to shoot them.
Are they the only guys up there
so far
that he can see? Because up, you know, because you can definitely see, and you guys can see from before. At the very top is like a temple, like a closed-off temple.
Okay.
He asked if there's a way in where he is.
Oh, like straight from where
yeah,
he is.
Yeah, like without.
I'll say not at every step, but at like the halfway point. Yeah, there would be.
Just so you know, we are not able to catch you falling off of this. Or, I guess better wording is getting knocked off of this.
So this beam is coming up from where we are, up into a temple that we don't know.
Yeah. In Ghostbuster terms, you would say that the Science Center has been taken over and is acting as a transdimensional conduit to filter spirits up into where everyone else is waiting up there.
I'm gonna wave the knights over.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they come over.
And I'm gonna point to the beam.
Mm-hmm.
And point up, and then make fighting motions with my hands.
Uh-huh. You can talk to them, and they would understand you.
Oh, well,
yeah,
I pretend they're idiots.
It's totally... Because
you totally talked to them before. You talked to them in English, and they totally...
All right,
yeah,
so, yeah, so I totally just did. Going up.
Broadsword guy, the leader, kind of looks... The other two guys look at the fourth guy, who's the most rusty one. The rusty guy just goes, shrugs. and then the broadsword guy just looks at him and he goes, and he nods. He goes, yeah. Mm-hmm. He nods.
Cool. All right. I just jump in.
All right. So if you jump in, you
just try to steady myself so I don't fall out of
it. Yeah. If you jump in, and you can kind of steady yourself so you don't fall out of this beam. and you just start moving up. You can just feel like the gravity just is like lifting you up. And the broadsword guy looks at his guys, and he just, you know, puts the sword down by his side, and he just hops in, and sure enough, he just starts going up. So if you guys all hop in, you guys are hopping in.
I plug my nose first.
Plug your nose, and you jump in. Yeah, you start going up. The night after that, you guys, I'm assuming the rest of you guys just jump in. Yeah, so it's four Ghostbusters and four knights are just going up.
I prefer if one knight was just like, no, just not going.
So you guys start pushing in. So you guys start going up, and you go up through the science center. You're going up; it's hundreds of feet. But
wave to Adam.
Yeah, it's like, well, you don't. He's on the outside of this building, but you'd be passing him eventually. And you guys go up.
We inform Adam what we're doing.
Yeah, you can still walk in.
Adam, we're taking the elevator.
Elevator. So you guys are floating up, and you, like I said, you do the top of the science center. It just, you see the jungle and everything getting further and further below you, and it's just huge. It takes up several blocks, you know, it's like city blocks, and you know you're approaching the inside, and as you come up through like where this floor area is, and as you, it's like Josh jumped in first, it just kind of pushes you up, and off, and you just land on this stone floor. You're inside a very small stone room.
Because we saw the floor below us, we have a really good sense of direction of which direction.
We're going. You would know. You would know. You'd know like where this way was the north side.
So we know which side Adam is climbing.
Yeah, you know what side he's climbing. So you're in, so you guys all spill into this thing, and the four knights are just there with you. You're silent, of course, just waiting, following your lead. And you're inside this like small room with like the wall from ceiling to floor is just hieroglyphics depicting a history of just some kind. Now I'll say around this time, Adam, you're almost to the level where these four stone statues are.
Okay.
Do you want to approach them, or do you want to try and find another way in to meet up with these guys?
I'm gonna approach them.
You want to approach these things?
Yeah.
Alright, you walk up to them.
I poke. That's how I... That's how
you
I...
don't get close enough to poke. You just start walking. As soon as you step, like, on the bottom step of the level that leads, like, you know, like, several little steps that lead up to their flat level, you put your foot on that step, and they immediately just take their... They have spears. I'll describe them a little bit. They're human, decorated in feathers and tattoos and, like, all the beads and just all the craziness, and they have, like, huge spears. They're very... They look very intimidating, and as soon as you put your foot, they just spears all four of them just aim down at you, and they, you know, they don't even, well, they don't say anything. They just wait.
I'm gonna walk back down a few and just turn around. I'm gonna boson dart.
You're just gonna boson dart them?
Yeah, I'm just gonna hit the two center ones in.
All right, go ahead. Give me your moves. Roll for a boson dart.
Come on, the place to intervene.
Yeah.
I gotta get up there. Yeah. Well, I mean, who knows? Maybe I might knock one off.
Maybe they'll die. Maybe they'll give up.
Well, no, maybe I might knock one off. Who knows? Maybe
they're waiting for the first guy to do that to crown them king.
This is literally just king of the mountain. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, if I knock them off, I mean, I can just keep going back.
I'm for it.
All right, dude. Give me your ghost die. 12 and a ghost?
Yep.
You miss. And one of them's going to throw a spear at you. Not sweet, dude. Not sweet. You're going to have to give me three traits. If you want to avoid it, you're going to have to give me six brownie points.
I'll give you three of my brains.
Three brains?
Yeah.
All right, so you're trying to dodge, and the spear, you're like, it cuts along, it grazes your skull. So you're not going to be able to think clearly. Since that happened, I'll assume they knocked you off of the step that you were on, and you're on the little flat platform that before you stepped on, so they sort of just go back. This Aztec warrior reaches out, and the spear just goes right back to his hand, and they just go right back to it.
Hex!
It's a returning spear.
Yeah.
Hex!
So, now, while you're deciding what you want to do, I'll come back to it and describe more about what you guys are going through. Now, when you guys were going up, and you were getting close to where you came in, you already spilled into this room, you did notice that this room is underhanging from the top of the pyramid. So you're in a room like below, like you're the entire temple on the top, same size, same dimensions, but underhanging as well. And you've come up into that.
Okay. I want to head the direction towards where Briggs probably is.
Okay. If you start looking around, you know which side of the pyramid that he would be on. You find like gangplanks, if you will, just sort of like, you know, platforms leading away from this basement temple section, leading away. You can see the drop down the entire way to the edge of the pyramid, and then it leads to an open doorway to the outside. And you know that Briggs would be out on those steps.
Okay, go out there.
You want to go? Alright, so all four of you guys in the night just walk on this narrow stone platform. Don't look down, and then it's super high. You guys get to the outside.
One of the knights falls off. And then and the rusty knight looks at us and just goes...
and then jumps. So no, it's not you're not going to have to roll for difficulty to walk on this thing. But it's just scary looking to be up there. So anyway, you walk out, you come to the outside, you can see the stone steps. Briggs is one level above you guys, and one level above him is these four stone.
Hey, guys!
And you can see he's bleeding on this side of his head, and he's just it hit him.
I'm gonna try and shoot him again.
Up to you.
Like, so he shot him. It's a good thing we have these walkie-talkies, so we can use them. And I just throw the walkie-talkie off the ledge.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I go, hey, ugly. And then I crank out one of those.
I just add one of the...
I want to hit in the middle to do the most blast damage.
Like splash damage? All right, yeah. give me a move.
32 and a ghost.
32 and a ghost. It's a good hit. Good splash damage on all of them. They take the impact, but then they just stand right back up. Now, when they do take that hit, you do know that they are looking at you. You are down there, they're looking.
I'm looking at them.
Yeah, but they're aware of your presence, in other words. It's not like they know that you're there, regardless of whether you step on the
stage. And I say, careful when staring into the abyss, my friends. Before it stares back. And they look down at me and go, Aki? Okay.
So we're still on the flat surface.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Before, okay. Yeah.
Donde está la biblioteca?
They don't speak Spanish. The Spanish are the ones that killed him.
Oh, so they know that I'm speaking
Spanish. Yeah, if you're speaking Spanish, they're like...
Yeah. Donde está la baño?
I guess I'll go ahead. I'll go ahead and shoot a boson dart as well.
Okay.
30?
Yeah.
You
hit, yeah, no ghosts, right? Yeah. You hit exactly where you want to hit, and they have a similar reaction. Just boom, and it shakes them for a second, but their resolve is pretty strong, and they just stand there waiting. But you see an attitude shift. They are getting on. You're getting on their nerves. They're not really liking it. It's like it looks like they're being ordered to stand here, but they're not.
Man, I can't wait till I shoot them again. I get in first gear trouble.
I look at the knights and go, be ready, guys.
Well, maybe we should have the knights line up kind of in front of us. I think they would take spears a lot better than we would.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd feel great about that. you look like you could take a spear in the face.
It's like, they have no face. They're just living armor, really. So
do they know that?
I don't know if they know. It'd be hard to tell if they knew that. But, right, I mean, I do think they know at this point they're dead.
As a free action, can I just reach up and grab Briggs? Because I'm imagining he's still like kind of...
He's right there. Yeah, he's right there.
And just like pull him back where we are.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will say though, at this point, you notice the lights in the sky that are coming down. It starts to intensify, and you're seeing more and more spirits from the distance. Because you're way up high now, the wind's blowing. You can hear like distant fire trucks, everything way down below. You're feeling kind of cut off from the rest of the world right now. But you can see for miles and miles, and you're just seeing off the horizon more of these spirits are coming in.
Wait,
and just fueling
hold
this
on.
Thing.
Tobin went up the thing with us too.
Tobin has been with you this whole time. Yeah, I forgot to mention.
It's like, hey, you have Tobin's like,
yeah. Tobin did float up that thing with you, surprisingly enough, and he is there, but it's...
He's just looking straight up, dead, like, stone
in that, in the hunter pose. He's going up and with the snout forward, hunter's pose.
You took a bet on me.
Yeah, so it's, it's five Ghostbusters, four knights, one dog on the side of this pyramid, and you're seeing, again, you're seeing the from as far as you guys can see, these class ones, class twos, all being pulled in to fuel this thing. And it's getting stronger. Like, you can tell the beam is getting thicker and thicker, and it's getting more and more intense.
I want
to boson dart it again?
Yep. I want to see if I can get a spirit charge. That's my goal. Alright. I need to get the other side even.
Alright, give me a roll. 12. Yeah. What were you aiming at?
Dead center.
Does the dead center do, like, splash damage? I'll say you hit the step right below them. Like, it still gets some splash damage to them, but you hit, like, the step right.
Maybe
not
you should be, like, picking one off in particular. Yeah.
When you hit that step, the one, like, one of the ones in the center just, like, snaps out of anger. And he takes a couple steps down and he throws one at you.
He's leaning forward on the step, right?
Yeah, he's leaning forward on the step and he's throwing it. But first he's gonna have to throw this.
That hits.
Alright, did you wanna try and dodge?
Nope.
We can't spend any brownie points though, because you already did the dodge earlier. 11.
So I guess I hit the other side, I get an even kind of like cut.
Well, it depends. Now let's take a look here. Two traits or four brownie points.
Alright, I gotta give you brownie points.
Now, if you give me the brownie points, you gotta explain to me why it doesn't hit you, because it misses. That's a miss.
It hits the proton pack. Well, I mean, I imagine the proton pack's pretty heavily armored. Like, it nicks the side enough to where it just throws me back and I stumble back.
Okay, so you know, like, the corner that's right above your shoulder?
Yeah, it just nicks
it
that.
It hits that, and you and go, whoa! Alright, in that case, so, alright, in that, so again, you need to give me four brownie points. And then in that case, if it throws you, if it stumbles you, someone give me a moves roll to grab him from stumbling down.
Boy, that's saved your ass.
Alright, what'd you get?
She doesn't catch me.
16 and a ghost.
16?
No. He catches the proton pack and then slips out.
Guys, I saved the proton pack!
No, I'll say, so 16 and a ghost, I'll say you reach out instinctively, just boom, you grab him by the proton pack strap.
Yeah.
But he still starts falling back, and now you lose your balance and you're starting to fall back. So someone else gives me, give me a moves roll to grab.
19.
Okay, so 19, you grab him, but you're like, huh. So Adam is basically 1 foot, like, dangling off this thing. Wall is just like, hold on, I'm like this, losing his balance on 1 foot. And then you got Poole hanging onto him. And if you got your hand on his belt, give me just the standard muscles to pull all of them back up.
That's 7.
Okay, yeah, you pull them up. And you guys are pulled back up, so you're back up. Now,
I'm so glad these knights can't talk.
The rusty one just goes, kicks his head, palms his
medieval
head.
Face palm.
Yeah, medieval face palm. That one dude, the one Aztec who threw the spear, he still has like a foot down, like two steps after throwing it, puts his hand up, pulls the spear right back to him.
Do you want to net him?
Okay, alright, give me a roll for the net.
Pretty good.
I have faith in that roll.
You hit him. So he catches his spear, and immediately, this net just wraps around him, and he's just, you know, it's like, catches him like this, and he's kind of steady, and he's trying to wiggle his way out of it. Let me see.
Slime the other one to his
feet. Good roll for the slime. Holy crap. That holds him. I'm not even going to roll for the muscle. That holds him. That definitely holds him. So he's just sort of standing there, like, you know, trying to break out of this thing, but he's not breaking out anytime soon. So at that point, the other force Aztec guys, they see that happen, and they're like, this isn't gonna, this one's not tough. So they get ready to start throwing their spears, and we're gonna go into combat. So everybody give me a standard move. And as far as Tobin and the knights go, they will just do what you guys tell them.
Alright, well, we've got one who's netted.
Yeah.
Can I shoot a boson dart at his feet, try and knock his legs off Marathon?
Yeah, if you wanna try that,
cool.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do exactly that. 26.
Alright, no, you hit him, definitely. You hit him, and boom, you just take the legs out from under him, and he just falls down. Now, you also did damage to him as well, so you did damage to him, and he falls down, he's on his side, just trying to wrestle out of this thing.
Good.
So then, alright.
As a free action, I'm gonna laugh at him.
I'm gonna boson dart him.
Same guy?
Yeah.
Alright.
14.
I'll say because he's on the ground and he's not really moving, yeah, you can hit him. Now it's Tobin's turn, so do you guys want to say sick him, or like, do you want to have him wait and then...
Let's have Tobin go up and bite the net and just pull him down the stairs.
Yes. You want to do that?
Yo, but Tobin,
and then you can go punch him off the cliff. Off the cliff.
You can kick him too, if come to think of it. So alright, if you want to... Tobin, bring him here, whatever, just fetch him. What I need to do, because it's Tobin, I'm going to roll to see if he completely understands what you're telling him. Because he is a dog. But he's a smart dog. In fact, you'll see how smart he is.
Why didn't he our engineer?
What the heck? I've done a lot of good for us with engineering.
Yeah, but look how many brains he's got.
That's without a talent.
That's his talent. No, that is his talent.
Oh, okay.
His talent is listening to the Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay. So. That makes him better than Briggs.
Actually, no, that's one less than me.
No, he listens to the Ghostbusters.
No, dude, he gets it. And he just runs up and bites down on one of the net parts of the slime. And he starts pulling it backwards down the steps. And this thing it's not happy.
It's
not
just happy. Growling. Like, yeah. Playing tug,
like, yeah. And he drags him down, down these steps to you guys. So that's so he so yeah he's down there right in front of you guys. That's Tobin's movie.
How heavy would you say this guy is?
He's not made of stone.
Oh, he's not.
No, he's not. He's not made of stone.
They're humanoids now.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah. No, it is. Yeah, yeah. They're not made of stone. They even look more human. They don't look like they're made of stone. That's why they're wearing the feathers, and you can see like tattoos and all the little things under their skin.
They look like the temple guards from Legend of the New Temple.
Except really scary.
Yeah. Whose turn is it?
It's your turn.
So. Should I tether one or whatever? Like,
where's Pet Tobin? Tell him he did a good job.
Free action, grab a dog.
I'm gonna net another one down.
Okay. You net him. It does hit him. But again, he can just... It's more difficult for him than like one of the stone creatures or whatever, but he just drives himself through it.
Is the other guard down to us now?
Yeah, he's right there. Yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna run up and kick him really hard.
You're trying to kick him like off the... Yeah. Off the down the thing?
Yeah.
Alright. 18? Yeah, I'll say you kick him, which is like one level. So he's one level down, still tethered. So he's not like, he still could be a problem, but he's definitely out of here for now.
Enjoy the climb back up, bitch.
I yell charge.
Uh huh.
And I run up there, hoping the knights follow me.
Okay. All right. So you run up there, forever. And
I'm gonna run up there, and the one that just broke out of the the net. I'm going to try the classic A-maker. I'm gonna Popeye style put a twist on this one. and try to knock his spectral teeth through the back of his head.
Alright. So your goal would be to try to just hit him as hard as possible.
Yes.
The knights do follow, you just click, just coming up the steps after you.
Good. 22.
22?
That could have been way better.
Yeah, it could have been way better. You do connect. You punch him, and it does like knock him down. Alright, so they fight him, and it's just pretty interesting with one, you know, Aztecs with spears, and you got these knights with swords and maces swinging and clanking and all this mayhem. But as far as this first little round goes, they land some good punches on these guys. Now, it's their turn. I'll say the one that Josh punched is gonna, he's gonna try to go with the spear at you.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to not let him do that.
Okay. I mean, do you want to just grab it, or do you just want to just move out of the way?
Well, I mean, imagine if he's trying to, like, reach back to give me the spear, I'm going to try to grab it, just so we're, like, wrestling.
Okay. So you grab it, he's able to just sort of shove you off, and you lose your thing, he's going to try with the edge of the spear, he's going to bring it down to kind of cut you. Either two trait points, or two brownie points to avoid it.
I'm going to spend the brownie points. As it comes down, it hits my ecto goggles.
Okay, all right.
That are on top of my head.
Uh-huh.
They spin around and blind me, but they knock me back, kind of, and I go back a couple steps,
okay.
Not being able to see.
All right, that's good. All right. It's like Daffy's Bill. The knights are probably, the one that's probably most open probably would be the one that just tried to hit.
Okay, I'm going to take a pot shot.
Because I just on backwards.
Yeah, yeah.
18.
Yeah, you hit him. Around him, he screams like, you know, because it hurts to be abused. Alright, back to Briggs.
Alright, well, I'm just gonna tell one of the knights to go for the eyes.
Just go for hit someone.
Yeah. Just stab him in the eye socket.
Alright, they'll take a shot for you. So, you're instead.
I'm gonna net that one.
You hit when you hit him. You hit one of the knights as well. So a knight and one of these things are trapped together. But yeah, but now the knight is facing this one, and the other one's like he's on his side, so the knight can still just still, even though he can't really move, the knight is still trying to fight this guy as they're both tethered together. So they're both tethered together.
So
cool.
So that hit one of the ones that the knights were fighting?
Yeah, it hit one of the ones that the knights were fighting, but it has a knight and an Aztec warrior. They're stuck together.
I'll jump up and Blizzard guard the one that is separated.
Just one that's separated? Okay.
Yeah.
15, you hit him.
And I tell Tobin to go
and grab the sticky knight guard mess.
Uh-huh.
Just see if he can tug them backwards.
Just back down to like where the other one is or whatever. It's like,
so I imagine they're not moving too well.
Okay, he pulls them, the knight and the fantastic guard down. As he pulls them down to that level where you guys are, the slime net starts to snap. But the knight and this guy's good, they start fighting. So this guy's on that level, but he's fighting this knight. Alright. LaForge.
I pull my ecto goggles out of my eyes and I step up to the one that Poole just staggered. And shotgun blast style, I want to bose untart him and try to make him evaporate.
Okay. Yeah, you definitely hit him. That's staggered. Whatever, so you guys want the knights to keep doing what they're doing?
Well, now it's 3-on-1 up there, right? One knight came down with the guard.
Yeah.
So the other three.
So there's, so there's
one,
two Aztec guards, and there's three knights up there. So you want them to like gang up on that guy? Just like, take that guy down! Or just like, just like focus on the one guy?
Focus on this guy.
Okay, yeah, this is gonna be.
What the fuck?
Damn. So there's three knights on one guy. They finally kick the legs out from underneath this guy. So this guard falls to his knees. And one of the mates just lands it in this dude's head, and the dude just falls down and spills down the stairs. That guy's done. This is no way. There's just no way that's.
I'm really glad we have the knights in Tobin.
No,
this would have been a different fight.
Yeah, this would have. Yeah, yeah.
The only people up there with me are the knights.
Yeah, you have three knights up there with
one
you,
guard.
And there's one guard there, one guard down below with the rest of these guys.
One guard with a knight.
With a knight. And I'm going to roll for the slime tether on the one who's netted down one level. he breaks free. He can't break free from that. Wall.
I'm going to fire another proton stream at the one that's still on the level
with
the
Josh.
Three knights.
The one
who
we haven't really focused on.
Yeah, the one who was trying to spear you and everything.
14.
Yeah, you hit him. You hit him and just electrocutes him for a second. Just it's done. He's mad. This guy's mad, and he's particularly mad at Josh right now.
It's fine.
That's what you wanted, you know. Okay, so Briggs.
The guy that just broke out. I turn around,
and
I want to say, Lucy, you got some splaining to do. And then I'm going to boat.
You know he was Cuban, right?
I don't.
He was Cuban.
I don't know that. I think that
he was the king of the rumba beat.
That's fine. But and then I'm going to boson dart him with the intention of just blasting him off. But,
okay, trying to knock him down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. Good roll.
Looks like roll. Team Aztec is blasting off again.
Yeah, you hit him. And it does the damage, and it just knocks him down a few more levels. I mean, he's not done
like
for, but he's
100 feet.
He falls a good amount. So he's close to being done, and plus now he's down like three levels now. You are stepped.
He seems very best with the stuff there.
All right, we got on the level that you're on, because we're on the steps. So on the level that you're on, we got one guy fighting one knight, and then there's all you guys. And then above you, you got one guard, three knights, and Josh. So basically, you only have two left. So there's one on your level and one on Josh's level.
I'm gonna net him down.
Okay. 10. Well, you hit him, but the net just like for whatever reason, it just mostly gets around his feet and just kicks out of it. Because he's fighting this knight that was breaking the fight.
Alright, I'm gonna run up the steps.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to
sweep legs.
I'm going to try and
You heard me.
I'm going to try and kick him towards LaForge.
Okay.
15 and a ghost.
15 and a ghost? I'll say you kick him, but it's not quite as good as you want. It's not gonna quite set him up for the thing as it would. So if Josh was gonna try to follow up on this setup, it's gonna be a higher difficulty, but
I take his intention, and while he's distracted while being kicked, I'm going to grab him by the spear, yank him to me, and hip toss him off of this temple.
Okay, just
yeah.
Okay, I got you. All
just
right,
chuck him.
All right,
and I'm gonna spend 2 brownie points.
Okay,
I got him, so I don't really worry. 31.
After that kick, it sort of stumbled him, because like it came from behind, so you sort of kicked him towards Josh. When the momentum just takes the momentum of that with the pull, just. And you just send him down, and he falls like maybe 3 or 4 levels, just and then slam hits the steps right there.
He doesn't wait, fly into the other one down there.
No, no, it was a different direction. He threw in a different direction, but that, I mean that hurt him. All right, so
have a nice trip.
All right, so the knights, you got three knights up there, one knight in the center, and you still got the middle level, I should say, is the last one. So I guess you just
want
to.
But it's the knight's turn.
It's so you got all four.
Can we
knights
have
now.
All four knights kind of close in around him?
Oh yeah, yeah. Do you want to just attack him or just be like surround him or just like surround him and just like
murder?
Just
yeah, yeah. Just come in from all sides and
pummel this
and
guy.
Him.
All right, they surround this guy. They just, I mean, like swords come down, the mace comes down, you know, the shield. They just totally hit this guy.
I'm just watching it and I look at Norse and I go. The nerve of that asshole there tried to arrest us again.
So these knights, including the somewhat more rusty one, they hold this guy up, and after they beat him, and he's kind of, he's stunned for a second. They lift him up, and they have him standing with his back to the edge of the steps, and the guy with the broadsword just spartas him down, and he just falls down several levels. So he's down. So you guys are king of the mountain. These knights hardly took any damage. And so it's like, if you just tell them to guard this thing, they're going to replace where those four guards were and just chill.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys are going to continue up to the temple?
Let's do it.
Yep.
All right, so you
king
guys...
the knights, take Tobin.
The broadsword knight, if you just tell him to hold the fort down, you guys are going to go up. He just gives you a polite bow and a way of saying, confirmed, like he's... He's taking your orders, and they're gonna hold everything. All right, so you guys walk up the final few steps. There's like this temple. It's like this open doorway. Inside, light is pouring out, and you can just see the energy come. You can just see the green energy in entering that building. And if you step inside, I'm gonna have to end it there for tonight.
Man, we really should have brought the volleyball out of the beach, kid.
Yeah.
Are you troubled by strange noises in the middle of the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute.
Pick up your phone and call professionals.
Ghostbusters!
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural illumination needs at nerdyshow.com.
All Nerdy Show programs are listener supported, so if you like what you hear, please consider clicking the support button and help us keep the EPA off our backs.
Or consider following us or The Nerdy Show on iTunes, Facebook, or Tumblr.
We're ready to believe you!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.